وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم سام. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that a preacher must not forget himself. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you command people with good, forgetting yourselves, whereas you recite the book? Have you no understanding? The Jewish scholars realized that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a true prophet of Allah. Therefore, despite not accepting Islam themselves, they sometimes advise their friends or family to accept Islam. Ibn Kathir and Durul Mansur report from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once visited an ailing Jewish youngster who used to be in his attendance. The boy was about to leave this world. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood at the boy's headside and encouraged him to accept Islam. The boy looked towards his father, who told him, obey Abu al-Qasim, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The boy then accepted Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the house saying, all praise be to Allah who saved him from hell. This is in Bukhari Sharif. Besides this incident, there were other occasions when the Jews advised others to perform salah and pay zakah without doing it themselves. It is for this reason that Allah asked them, do you command people with good, forgetting yourselves, whereas you recite the book? Have you no understanding? Although the verse addressed the Jews, it may apply to any person who preaches something to people while he does not practice it himself. This type of behavior is extremely detrimental. It has been reported in certain narrations that the example of the learned scholar who preaches to others without practicing himself is like the lamp that gives light to others while burning itself out. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when he was taken on a tour of the heavens, he saw people whose lips were being cut with scissors. When the lips were completely cut, they were restored to their normal form, whereafter they were cut again. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam about the identity of these people, and he replied, these are the lecturers of your ummah who instructed people with good but forgot themselves, whereas they recited the book. Have they no understanding? Allahumma fazna. Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that a person will be cast into hell where his innards will emerge from his body. He will go around hell with his entrails hanging out, just like a donkey walks about a grinding mill. The people of hell will gather around him asking, what had happened to you? Did you not enjoin us to do good and forbid us from evil? He will reply, I enjoined you to do good without doing it myself, and I forbade you from evil whereas I perpetrated them myself. The above verse denotes that a person should enjoin good and forbid evil, Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, together with making an effort to practice on whatever one is preaching. It does not mean that one should discard enjoining good and forbidding evil if one is not practicing on the good and refraining from the evil. This should be understood very well. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Seek assistance with patience and salah. Without doubt, this is difficult, except for the humble ones, those who are convinced that they will meet their Lord and that they will return to Him. Seeking assistance by means of patience and salah. The Arabic word sabr has the following three meanings: being steadfast on the performance of deeds, especially the fara'id and wajibat. In other words, you are able to execute deeds, you are steadfast on them, and no matter the difficulty that you may encounter, you have patience. Number two is completely abstaining from sin. That you are tempted to commit a sin and enjoy it, and then you have patience and you say, no, 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 I will not go near the sin. And being patient when afflicted by adversities. That's the general one that we all understand. So people are generally only conversant with the third meaning. All these forms of patience and sabr draws Allah's assistance. The carnal soul is generally not prepared to carry out the devotions prescribed by the Islamic laws, the Sharia. Therefore, a person has to exercise patience, sabr, by proceeding with the act. Then too, the carnal self will not want to perform the act properly. Again, patience, sabr will be required to ensure that the act is done properly. Acts like fasting and jihad, religious war, require an excessive amount of sabr. Salah is the greatest form of physical worship, which also demands a high level of patience. This is so because salah actively involves both the outward and the inward dispositions of a person, which is difficult for the carnal self. Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala reports that he returned to the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after completing a responsibility during the Battle of Ahzab. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was then engaged in salah because he always resorted to salah when faced with any adversities. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam engaged in salah on the eve of the Battle of Badr while everyone else was sound asleep. He supplicated to Allah the entire night till dawn. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi reports from Ibn Jarir that the verse, seek assistance with patience and sabr, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, is addressed to the learned scholars of the Jews. They are encouraged to seek assistance from Allah so that they can forsake their passion for wealth and honor, submit to Allah and accept Islam. They should then exercise patience if they have to lose any part of their material possessions in the process. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi also mentions that the command to seek assistance with patience and salah applies to all people, even though the Jews have been addressed in the verse. Now, the importance of salah. Salah involves the internal and external body. The external body must be pure and well covered. Acts which require money to be spent. This lends a financial aspect to salah, making it a form of a financial act of devotion as well. Salah entails devoting one's attention to the act while fighting off the attacks of shaitan, the devil. The person performing salah enters into direct conversation with Allah while reciting the Quran and attesting to Allah's oneness. In salah, a person is constantly fighting his carnal desires by abstaining from eating, drinking, speaking, and walking about. By being devoted to salah, and paying heed to performing the obligatory prayers, the fara'id, compulsory prayers, the wajibat, the sunan, the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and supererogatory prayers, that is nafil prayers, one will attain Allah's assistance and draw His mercy. Now we discuss the importance of humility. Without doubt, this salah is difficult except for the humble ones. Humility entails submitting the heart, after which the other limbs will also be submissive. Those who perform the salah with this quality truly enjoy their salah and cannot bear to miss it. Those who attain this quality are truly successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Mu'minun, the believers have truly succeeded. They are those who are humble in their salah. People exert themselves greatly in acquiring the things of this world. They are those who even work for 18 hours daily. However, they consider the performance of two rakats of salah to be too difficult. Even if they have to perform salah, their minds are so involved in their worldly activities that they cannot hope to attain humility. Now, who are the humble ones? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the humble as those who are convinced that they will meet their Lord after death and that they will return to Him on the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah. The person who is convinced of the above will never miss any salah, never delay its performance, and will perform it properly. If Allah accepts a person's salah, He will accept all the other deeds as well. However, if it is rejected, all the other deeds will also be rejected. If a person realizes this, together with the conviction that he will be immensely rewarded and that it will guarantee his success in the year after, then he will ensure that he performs it properly. Without this realization, he will find two rakats of salah too difficult for him. Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that some people only receive a tenth, a ninth, an eighth, a seventh, a sixth, a fifth, a quarter, a third, or a half of the reward of their salah. This deficiency in reward is due to the lack of sincerity and humility in their salah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, azkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون. O children of Israel, call to mind my favor that I bestowed upon you and that I preferred you above the universe. Fear the day when one soul will not avail another in the least. No intercession will be accepted. No ransom will be taken. And they will not be helped. The selfishness of the people on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates the command to recall His favors on the Bani Israel. Allah ta'ala tells them, I granted you preference above the universe. Allah accorded this virtue to the forefathers of the Bani Israel, who were the prophets, the Anbiya alayhim salam, or other pious people who always adhered to the true deen and religion and worshipped Allah only. Allah had preferred them above all those existing in their respective eras. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of all the prophets, the Anbiya alayhim salam, and his ummah, his followers, they are the best of all ummahs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kuntum khayra ummah, you are the best of ummahs. Allah also says in verse 142 of Surah Al-Baqarah, thus we have made you such a group that is moderate in nature. The Bani Israel were the best in their respective times because they followed the teachings of the prophets, the Anbiya alayhi salam. However, they adulterated their scriptures and even rejected the apostleship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite being convinced of the fact that he was really Allah's messenger. In doing so, they destroyed the credibility that Allah granted them and earned Allah's wrath. The Jews were jealous of the fact that the final messenger should be from the Arabs and not from them. This, coupled with love for wealth and honor, prevented them from accepting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Allah's final messenger. Allah informs them in the Quran that they should not pay so much attention to the things of this world, because these will not help them on the day of judgment. Allah informs them, fear the day when no soul will avail another in the least, no intercession will be accepted, no ransom will be taken, and they will not be helped. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His infinite grace and mercy, make us realize our position as mu'mineen and submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.